Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
All right, Jeff. So, your background as a voiceover, you yourself, not just as a coach or, you know, head guru of our production and everything, but do you consider yourself a voice actor?
I do now.
You do now. And, you know, did you think that you had to become an actor? We hear it a lot. I mean, do I got to be an actor to be a voiceover? Do you think people have to be an actor to become a voiceover?
I think at the time I did understand that what you're getting into is a form of acting. Mm-hmm. But I think I've dealt with a lot of people not quite seeing that wall coming when they ask the question, you know,
yeah.
or I tell them out of, you know, I tell them that and they're like, what? You know, like that. It's like, yeah, you know. My answer to that is, do you have to be an actor to become a voiceover? The answer is no. But you have to understand that you will become an actor if you want to have any success. Like,
yeah.
You're about to be an actor.
You know, there's a lot of people who call themselves actors who aren't really that great at it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, yeah.
They're
that's
one trick ponies.
Topic in some ways.
And,
yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like, well, I'm an actor. And it's like, I've known, there was one fellow that I worked with many, many years ago. And I remember him telling me, you know, he was one of the worst actors I've ever seen, but he was a great type. He was a really strong type. And I will not mention his name, but he looked good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so people kept putting him in stuff, but he was so difficult to deal with, and he was so melodramatic about everything. And, oh, and this and that, and he had such fixed ideas about every blasted thing to the point where he just didn't play well with others. And I'm thinking, you're not an actor, you know what I mean? Actors play well with others. I mean, good ones anyway, you know?
Yeah, I think good is the qualification. Yeah.
It really is. It is the qualifier right there. It definitely is. But I think, considering when you're in a session, and the people who've hired you will almost inevitably say, anything else you want to try with that? Can you give me something else on that line or that phrase? Or,
sure.
You know, give me a little something different on that. And you're thinking, like, what? Well, it's not, you know, they want to help. They don't know how, okay? No one, I mean, you and I are two of the best directors I know. But I can honestly say I only know maybe another handful of people who are really quite astute at directing, and we have this idea, I think, when we first become voice talent that, oh, well, they'll tell me exactly what to say and how to say it and all this kind of jazz. No, and they're going to, and in the meantime, the polar opposite is happening on the other side, in the other camp, you know, the guys who've hired you, and they go, well, let me see something else with that, thinking, well, you're an actor, you're used to trying different things, and you're thinking, I'm not an actor, what's going on here, you know, and this kind of stuff, you know, and, so, yeah, you need to actually brush up on those skills. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be Meryl Streep or Gary Oldman or something like that, but it wouldn't hurt.
Right.
The best actors are great voice talent, ironically enough, you know, and because the language is the thing, you know, it is the communication, it is the story. And, you know, as much as film schools like to say, oh, don't ever put a voiceover in your, you know, to tell your story, your cinematic story, you know, that's just cheating, you know, and this kind of stuff. No, it's not. Well, then tell John Hughes or Orson Welles or, you know, any of the biggies, you know, tell those guys that. Because you know what? Some of the best films, American Beauty is one of my favorite films. I love that movie. Kevin Spacey narrates almost the whole blasted thing.
Right.
He did the same thing with Usual Suspects. He, you know, and as dicey as that guy's, you know, branding is anymore, you know, you cannot deny the fact that he's a remarkable actor and a fantastic voice talent, you know. He had a demo that was 7 seconds long for better part of like almost 15 years, you know, and all it was Microsoft. Anxious about e-business? Don't be. Microsoft. And all I could think of was, and poof, he was gone. Kaiser Sose, you know, and I was like, oh my God, it gave me chills, you know,
it's and effective.
He,
right.
It is effective. It's so effective. It's just, and his whole thing is do less, you know,
right.
It's just unburden. And then when he does use emphasis, as I like to call it, when he does use all that emphasis, I mean, he just takes a baseball bat to it. I mean, he's just like, he has, you know, out of sheer, economy, you know, and it's just cool to see what comes of that. But yeah. voice, you know, being an actor, it helps you have a language. You are able to communicate about things, or hopefully it does instill that in you so you can communicate with those you're working with who've either hired you or or hope to hire you again, you know, for crying out loud. You want to be able to have some kind of communication with them. And ideally it's in the performance, but it's really about understanding the layers and levels of a performance and what you can bring to it, not just emotionally, but intellectually. And not just having a voice, beautiful thing, but having a thought behind what the hell you're saying, you know. That's what's intriguing. That's what's interesting, you know. That's the stuff we tune in for, you know. That's why we want to listen. But what's your thoughts on that? What do you feel are the best voice actors you've heard?
Who are the best voice actors? The Sutherlands.
Oh my God!
I like both of them.
Mm-hmm. God, no kidding.
Yeah,
both of them. I mean, just you know, and not for nothing, the Sheens do pretty darn good too.
Sure.
I mean, you know, both. I mean, Martin, Emilio, Charlie, God love them. You know, Ramon Estevez is how he goes by, and he lives in Nashville. Actually, he does a lot of music for movies and stuff like that, but he did some voiceover for a while there. But they have it, man. It's because they love story, you know. Even when the script is like dull as dirt and there's no imagery whatsoever in it, as a voice actor, you got to find something.
It's full of
tell
thought.
A story.
Just absolutely full of thought.
Yeah.
And
and
full of the nuance of thought,
which is imagination.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, right there. You know, it's like it's engaged or it isn't. You know. And that's the difference between real life in your delivery and dead as a doornail. It's like, why does that sound so flat? He's got such a nice voice and everything. Yeah, but nothing behind it. You know, it's
right.
Just, you know, it's a painted pony at best, you know, at that rate.
Nothing supporting, right.
No, yeah, it's not great. Interesting stuff. It's fun talking about this.
This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.